Praise the Lord. You feel like going on? Yes. You feel like pressing your way? You still like fighting for Jesus? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ron, for a clap. Thank you, Brother Ron. Well, I feel like going on. We thank God this morning for being here. Thank the Lord always for our pastor. And I am so grateful to God. And I still just believe God is going to bring her out. You know, I have no doubts whatsoever. And I know she ain't doubting. So she'll be back soon. We all miss her. We all miss her. We can't wait to see her. Went over there, I think last week or something. I took some over there. I was so happy to see her. And I told her, I said, Pastor, you look so good. She looked so good. She looked so well rested. She looked like she'd been refreshed, renewed. She does. And I told her, she said, I said, you do, Pastor. And she sound like she's feeling good. So I just thank the Lord for what he's doing for her. And we just continue to pray her strength in the Lord. You know, that God will continue to use her and what she needs to do and what she have to do right now. She's in a place where she's got to do some things. And how many know that God puts us and allow us to be in places where we got to do some things, you know, not what we want to do, but what we have to do. That was a saying in the street back then. Got to do what I got to do. And that saying is true. We got to do what we must do. So we thank the Lord for giving her strength. Thank God for you all for being out here this morning. We pray, God, we pray to the Lord that he would continue to strengthen us and encourage us, and most of all, encourage the saints to, you know, to press their way back, to get on in the house of God, you know, because it is, you know, we need the Lord. We need God. And only way we're going to get what we need is really pressing our way, you know. We got to trust the Lord and know that he is and who he say he is, and he will do what he say he would do. Amen. So glad to see Brother Derek back, Sister Brittany, and the new baby. We thank God for them. Also thank God for blessing their house and blessing the fruit of their wombs. He is so good. He is so good. So look out after that first one. They say, the other ones will come. They come real easy. They just slide out. Seeds so easily planted, and they just got another one. Before you know it, mama be saying to you, Brittany, girl, you gone again? That's what they used to tell my wife. You gone again? You gone? So we thank the Lord. God is adding to the kingdom. You know, that's how I look at it. He is adding to the kingdom. And we don't know what these young men and women going to be when they grow up. He's showing up putting men in the house, though, isn't he? Brittany, you got all men. All grandsons. He raising up. One of them may be a prophet. You know, who knows? We just don't know, you know, but we thank the Lord for him too, you know, because what he's doing is marvelous in our eyes. And I just want to thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for strengthening me. I thank the Lord for just bringing me. I just feel my help is coming. And I know it comes from the Lord. You know, some things I just been going through, man. I mean, I've been in a place to where I just, you know, I know it can't be nobody but God. My wife asked me, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm all right. I said, ain't nothing God can't fix. You know, and, you know, you can tell people about, you know, certain things in your life. And people going to love you. And they going to give you an encouraging word. I got up one morning praying for Pastor last week. And I used, and the scripture came to me, and I prayed the scripture. You know, I said, Lord, you said you would bear up all the way down to our old age, Lord. Now, bear up, God, bear up. And so I started to call her that morning. And I said, no, I ain't going to bother. So she texts me, and she texts me, said, good morning, Brother Al. That's how I hear when she talked to me. And she had that scripture in there. The Lord said he's going to bear me up all the way down to my old age. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And it was just so, you know, inspiring. You know, and after I talked to her and I told her that, she said, yeah. She said, Brother Al, she said, I don't know. And I understand her. And I said, Pastor, I understand. You said, I don't know if you would have told me that scripture. you know, how I would have received it. Because it ain't nothing like when nobody tell you nothing. But when God tell you, boy, it just lightens you up, man. Then you just not, you know, sometimes it's hard to, okay, well, thank you, brother, for that encouraging word. But then you go out and you still kind of feel the same. But when God give you a word, man, oh, man, you just rise up in faith. And just feel like God is just speaking you directly, you know, from heaven himself. As I say, Pastor, I understand what you're talking about. Because I was in a place like that too, boy, when I was going through. And when the Lord gave me this scripture in Isaiah 12, said, I'm not angry at you no more, Al. He said, rise up and go on. He told us he'd never chide with us long. You know, and so I just thank the Lord for lifting our spirits. Thank God for lifting my spirit. Not, like I said, I just believe God is going to bring his people forth. I believe God is going to bring us out of the states, the places, state of minds, the places in our spirits where we're at. God is going to bring us out because I feel my help coming because I just felt like the Lord had lifted that burden off of me. I mean, I was carrying a burden for months. Months and months and months and months and months. But man, I would get over here. I would get somewhere where I can talk to God without being disturbed. I repented. I said, Lord, I don't understand what's going on. I don't know what this is all about. But one thing I do believe, that you're trying to move something out of me and you're trying to move me to a place where you want me to go. God is trying to move something out of us and move us to a place that he want us to be in. And God want us to have peace, joy, love. God want us to have peace in our spirits. He want us to have peace down here on earth, he said. Peace and goodwill. Here on earth. You ain't got to wait till you get to heaven to get that peace. You know, God said he give you peace in the midst of a storm. And so I just thank the Lord for just speaking that word to me on one Wednesday to tell the saints that they are coming out. I'm going to bring them out. And I just believe God is going to bring us out because I was in something, in a place, asking God, Lord, please get me out of this. I don't know how I got here, but I know that it's going to take you to get me out of it. Can't nobody do it. I could have told my wife. I could have told my pastor. I could have talked to Brother Hearns. I just believe sometimes you just got to bring whatever you're bringing to God. Because a lot of times people are seeking after the man. You know, God gave us prophets. He did. But he didn't tell you to seek none of them. God gave you teachers. But he didn't tell you to go and seek none of them. When you begin to seek God for who he is, not what he can do, but for who he is. God will touch that prophet and he will send that prophet and give you a word. He will touch that teacher and send him and give you a word. God got the word. The prophet ain't got it unless God give it to him. We need a word right now from the prophets. I'm praying, Lord, speak to your prophets. Speak to them, Lord, because we need a word in this land. We need a word from heaven. And we ain't going to get no word from heaven unless God bring that word and give it to a prophet. Unless he give it to you, give it to... Listen here. And don't look for a certain person. God can give that word to you, to give it to me. God give you a word. Like brother told me, he said, Brother Al, if God tell you something about me, please tell me. Don't hold that thing back. If God give you a word about me, please tell me. Don't hold it back. Let me know. Because God can use who he want to use. Yes, he gave some prophets. Some teachers. He gave some. But God can use who he want to use. In his last day, he said he going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Our sons and our daughters. Yes, come on. That's good. They going to begin to what? Prophesy. They're going to begin to speak so God can use who he want to use. He can use that baby right there. He can use that baby. Don't be surprised now if your baby utter something to you. And you come back here and say, well, the baby done said something. We looking at you like, yeah, right, Brittany. God can do what, God can do anything. If God trying to get something done, he going to use the available source. That's what he going to do. Who's ever available, that's who I'm going to use. So I just thank God for the word. I thank him for bringing me out of this place. Man, I tell you, just lift it off me. And now it's still up to me. It's still up to you. When God bring you out, it's up to you to stay out. I say it's up for me to stay out of that place. We can't go back. Got to stay out. God bring you out. Who the Son make free is free indeed. But we can't go back. A lot of folk want to go back, but ain't nothing to go back to. So I just thank the Lord for his word. I thank him for his joy that he put down in me. The peace, I mean, inner peace that he has given me. Man, it's been a fight. It's been a fight. So I just thank the Lord this morning. And I'm just ready to go on and do what God want me to do. How about you? You know, I'm seeking God for what he want me to do. I don't know what God's will and his desire is, but I say, Lord, not my will, but your will. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, you know, make me available. If I ain't ready right now, make me available. Do what you got to do. God gonna make you available to do his work. I'm going to be reading out the book of Judges chapter 6. Starting at the first verse. Don't let me forget you all. Pastor want me to bring a cloth by. So at the end of the service, please remind us for all of us to anoint this cloth and we pray over it. And she wants me to bring it to her. So please, that's why I put it up here. Let me remember, help me to remember that it's important that we do it. And I believe God is going to move if we obey him. So Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for every song, every praise, God, every worship, God, that went up to you this morning, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, that it was acceptable in your sight. And we pray today, Father God, that you would use me, Lord God. Lord God, I want to be that vessel, Lord God, that you can speak to and speak through, God, to encourage your people, Lord. Those that are sitting here, God, up under this word, God, and those, God, that are out there, God, listening through the internet. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you will speak to their hearts, Lord God. Let the people, God, they don't have to believe me, Lord, but let them believe your word, God. Your word, Father God, is true, Lord God. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, Father God. The grass is going to wither, God. The flower, God, is going to fade away. But your word, God, is going to stand forever, Lord. So help us, God, to lay hold of this word. Because, God, when you have given us your word, God, you've given us everything. And I just thank you, Lord, and I praise your name, God. Use, Lord, again, me this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give God some praise this morning. He deserves it. He deserves it. Hallelujah. He deserves it. And that was one of the ways that God set me free. I just began to worship the Lord. And I just began to put the songs on in my car again. Put the songs on my radio again. I just began to worship God. And I just felt stuff just breaking and cracking and loose and just falling off of me and lifting off of me. So I just thank the Lord. God deserve a praise. He deserve a praise. Hallelujah, Jesus, you deserve a praise. Hallelujah. I do feel like going on. I don't know about nobody else. I feel like pressing my way. I know things are changing and they are going to be ever changing, but God don't change. And we're not supposed to change either. We're supposed to just go not with their flow, but go with the flow of the Spirit of God. Go with his flow. However God moved, that's how we're supposed to go. And so I just thank him this morning. Hallelujah. And first verse. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midians. 7 years in the hand of the Midians prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, The children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountains and in the caves and strongholds. Now, God delivered the children of Israel because of their evil doing. And we see a whole lot of evil that's going on. And man, I tell you, if you ain't out there, you don't know too much. But when you out there, you'll find out a lot of things that I didn't know what was going on. God was showing me and telling me through somebody that this is going on in his church. That's going on in his church. Not in Revival Center. But you know, what goes on in the body of God, it affects Revival Center. It affects Lively Stone. It affects all of these houses of God. Because we're all joint and fitted together. And so the things that are going on in his house, I was just blown away. My mouth just opened. I'm thinking to myself, really? My God. And so because of their evil, God brought evil up on them. You know, you're going to reap what you sow. You know, and he said the hands of the Midians prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children, they made dens in the mountains and caves. And made those things their strongholds. And you know when you ain't doing right, you gonna flee and the devil's supposed to flee. Yeah. You know when you ain't living right, you don't feel that presence that you used to feel before. You know when you're not living right that you run and hide in the caves. Some folk run and hide in their closet. They run and hide in their basement, in their bedroom, you know, because they know that something just ain't right with them no more. But they just want to acknowledge what this thing is, you know. But you got to acknowledge when you ain't doing right. I ain't saying nobody about doing right. But you got to acknowledge when something's not right. You got to acknowledge God. Lord, something ain't right, you know, even though you don't know it. You ask him, Lord, what's going on? Why am I in this place? You know, it could be a test, but the Bible said they did evil in his sight. And so we don't have to run to the basement when the lightning strike. We don't have to lock ourselves in the closet when we hear all that thundering and lightning, folk running and running hide. You can't hide from God. You can't hide from the devil. You know, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous gonna run into it, and they gonna be saved. So that's where you got to run. You got to run to his name. You know, you got to run to the name of Jesus. You got to run to Jehovah Jireh. You got to run to Jehovah Shalom. These are the places that we need to run when things are going wrong in our lives, and we need to search ourselves. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower where the righteous, only the righteous can enter that places now. Only the righteous run into them and they're going to be safe. And so it was when Israel had sown, the Midianites came up and Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till they come from Gaza and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for a multitude. For both they and their camels were without number and entered into the land to destroy. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Here it is. These Midianites who God allowed to come in, they came up, the Bible says, as a multitude, as grasshoppers. Sound like there was a swarm of them. They was without number. Them, their tents, their people, the camels, everything. And the Bible says that every time Israel sold something, they trampled on it. They took it from them. They made Israel impoverished. You know, they impoverished them. Took their very substance from them. And it's funny how when the enemy come in and sap us from the things that God give us, he take everything from us. Got the saints on a run right now. And I ain't trying to say this because I got great faith. I don't know how much faith I got. But man, when I look out here in this world and see what's going on, I'm learning from those sinners what the Bible says. I'm learning from those sinners how not to be afraid on some things. When the devil come in like a flood on the saints, they act like they don't know what to do. They act like that they don't even know who God is no more. You know, the devil come in and take everything from took their sheep, took their sacrifice, took their ox, took their food from them, took their ass. They couldn't even work in the fields no more. The devil has come in and taken everything from some of the saints, taking their very being, the very stable life that God has given us. The devil has come and taken everything from them. People just afraid to do anything now. We are so impoverished as if though that we don't have nothing. And God said we have everything. All things belong to you. Jesus said it's finished. I've given you everything that you need. But what happens here? When trial come up on us, we run, we hide. The Bible said if we submit ourselves unto God, resist the devil, I don't care what the devil bring up on his land. I just still believe, I'm still in Psalms 91, I still believe that no plague gonna come nigh our dwelling. I just believe that I don't care what the doctor said you were sick with, I don't believe that you were sick what they said you were sick. Because if you're a child of God, and the word of God says that no plague shall come nigh your dwelling, I believe God's word is going to prevail over what the doctors say. I believe they're giving you something. Now, those that went and got it, the plague didn't come up on you. Went and took the plague, if you want to say that. But I believe if God give his word, have you ever pleaded to somebody before? Man, I give you my word. Have you ever pleaded? I'll be back tomorrow. I give you my word. I'm going to do such and such. I'm giving you my word. And some people take your word, what? For good. That's the gospel. If Brother Hearn said he going to do it, then he going to do it. Brother Al said, I got this brother, boy. Man, if you say you're going to do it, I said, well, wait a minute now. You know, wait a minute. But wait a minute, DZ. If you say you're going to do it, I said, wait a minute now. I let down some people with my word. You know, and I was sure that I was able. I was sure that I was going to come through. But God ain't like man. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of one that he's got to repent. I had to repent. Say, wait a minute now. I didn't come through with my word on a whole lot of things. But when God give you his word, God's word don't fail. When God said no plague, I believe just that, no plague. If God said no evil is going to befall, I believe no evil is going to befall. Now, evil may rise up against you. But ain't nothing going to prevail against you because God has given you his word. His word prevails. God's words prevail over any and everything. And that's how sure that we're supposed to be about God's word. Just as sure as I'm about Sister Linda's word, your word, my wife's word, I'm sure that God's word is true. I'm sure that God's word would do what it said it would do. I'm sure of it. And if it, there is no if it don't. I got to correct that, sister. There is no if it don't. If you don't get what you're looking for, it's something that you done then. How about that? It ain't God's word. If you don't get what you're looking for, it's because of we've done something that we're not supposed to do. They've done evil in the sight of God. You know? We may not have, you know, done what we call Lord sins. You know? Great big sin. All unrighteousness sin. It's something somewhere where we are falling from. If we don't believe God, it's a sin. If we don't trust God, he said it's a sin. So it could be something real small. It's the little foxes that's eating up this vine, brother. You know, ain't nothing great big. It's something really small that's causing this stuff to come up on the church. Church ain't got no power. Why? They done something. I ain't saying it's in revival center. It's something that's connected to our body. Huh? It's something that's connected in the body that's done something. That's got us, what? That done brought schism in the body. It brought some division in the body. We talked about that this morning. It separated us from God. Sin separates you from God. Unrighteousness separates you from God. So you got to get that sin right. You got to get things right with God. And we was teaching this morning that God didn't leave nobody. God don't leave you. Why would Jesus say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you? I'm going to be with you to the end. Yes, God gave us our bill of divorcement. Yeah, he did. Because we wanted out. I said, I don't look, man, I don't believe in putting away. But if you don't want to stay, you know, you go right ahead. You just insist on leaving. You insist on not believing me. Here's your bill of divorcement. You can leave. But he's still married to you. He ain't going to marry nobody else. He's married to the backslider. He said, I'm going to heal this thing here. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get you right because God is right. So they did evil in the sight of God and they became impoverished. And the enemy came and just trampled over everything that they tried to do. Everything that you try to do sometimes, some things in your life that you try to do, you feel like that you're making headway and all of a sudden, boom, you get knocked back. What happened, Lord? What did I do? You know, what's going on? You know, you try to, you know, try to get 1 foot, 2 feet. You step and you're going real good, and all of a sudden, you know, you hit rock. Where is this rock? What's going on? They left them no food, no nourishment, no nothing. The devil has taken our daily bread from us. He has taken our daily bread. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, sow that daily bread. It's depending on what kind of ground it's going to fall upon. He sowed it today. And what we going to do with it? You know, we going to let the birds come and get it. It's going to be sowed to stony ground where it can't take root. It's going to be sowed where thorns come up and choke the word out of you. You know, some of us just let the devil choke this stuff right out of us. But, you know, lying and deceiving us, choking the very, you know, substance of life out of us. This word is our life. This word is spirit and it is life and it is true. And the devil will come with any form of fashion and choke this stuff up out of you. You know, you got to fight the devil. You got to tell him, no, you can't have this. You know what I did yesterday, but I repented. You know, I know what I did an hour ago, but I repent. You can't have this word. This word still stands. Uh-huh. You can't have it because it belonged to me. You can't have my healing. Healing is the children's bread. God sold his bread to me. What you talking about? This belonged to me. God gives us our daily bread. And if there is a famine in the land, it ain't because of food. You know, America's got plenty of food. I mean, plenty, plenty, plenty of food. If it's going to be a famine, it's going to be a famine of this word. And I can almost guarantee you go to most places, they're not preaching this word. They're preaching something else. They're preaching on somehow to get them set up when they retire. I hear preachers say, well, when I retire, I'm getting me a RVs, and I'm going to go travel. Me and my wife, we're just going to travel the world. Like when God said something about retirement, you know, traveling and sitting on the beaches and all of this stuff. It's a famine because we don't have the word of God sown in our lives. People don't want to tell you the whole truth. They give you some of it, but we need the whole truth. We need that whole stable of bread. We need the whole loaf. We don't need just the front of it. We don't need the back of it. We need all of it. We need the whole loaf of bread. I mean, all of it, from Genesis to Revelation. We need all of the word because it's all good. It's all good. So they did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Bible says in verse 7 that it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And because of the Midianites, he said, after they cried, the Lord sent the prophet unto the children of Israel. See, when you in trouble, man, you got to cry out to God. When things ain't right in your life, you got to cry out to God. I ain't talking about how loud you can cry. I know some of us can get loud. I can get loud when it's time, sometimes. But it ain't by how loud you can cry. God looking for a for real cry. You know, have you ever cried for real? You know, sometimes you can make yourself cry. You put that slobber. I used to do that with my grandkids. Yeah, Papa crying. What's the matter, Papa? God looking for something for real. He looking for something that's going to come from out of you, down from your heart, that's broken and that's contrite. He looking for a cry, a sincere cry. And when God see the sincerity of your heart crying, God going to answer you. That's what God, when they began to cry out to the Lord in sincerity, God came and sent a word from God. David said, this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved me out of all my trouble. When you begin to cry for real inside, I came over some nights and I just cried. Just cried. I said, Lord, I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to do. But I just sat here and I just worshiped the Lord and I just cried. 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 I said, Lord, I'm broken. I need you to restore the joy of my salvation. Folk, people ain't got the joy that they used to have for their salvation no more. We used to be so happy that God saved us. You go and tell any and everybody. But hardly now you're not telling nobody about nothing. You're going along with the conversation. You're going along with what they do. You're trying to be what they are. You're trying to fit in where you don't even fit in no more. The Lord said, look, you used to be able to fit in there. You used to be a piece to that puzzle. But now you a new creature. You don't even fit in no more. I got you to reshaped you and remade you. You are a piece to another puzzle now. You don't fit in the world no more. You don't have nothing in common with the world. You have to stay out of the world. Stay away from the world. You got to be a light. You got to be some salt. People need help. And so when I came over and just got broken and said, Lord, you got to help me, because if you don't help me, I'm not going to get no help. If God don't help us, we ain't going to get no help. And so while they were crying, the Bible said the Lord sent the prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you out of Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all the that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. This is what I did. When you begin to cry out to God and say, God going to speak and say, remember what I did for you. Remember when you didn't have the substance. Remember when you didn't have nowhere to lay your head. You were looking for somewhere to live. Remember you didn't have no transportation. Your child didn't have a job. Remember what I did. I did this. This is what I did. So when God said, look, I brought you out of Egypt. And Egypt means shut in, restraint and misery and tribulation. That was a time where you hear the churches praying for the sick and the shut in. You don't hear that no more. But we sure enough got to pray for the sick and shut in now. Because folk are sure enough shut up. You know, they are shut themselves up and they don't want to come out. They have made their houses mountains and dens and caves. They don't want to come out. You know, you can't hide in the mountain. Inside the mountain, if you went in, then the wind can get in there too. The cold can get in there too. You can, if you went in, something else can get in. But you got to go and hide behind the mountain where chilly winds don't blow. You got to go and hide behind Jesus. You got to hide behind the mountain. Jesus is the mountain. We got to hide behind that mountain. We got to have him as our hold up. We got to have Jesus as our den. Jesus gonna protect us. Not the mountain, not the house. Folk are sure enough shut up and shut in. And he said, I was the one who brought you out of Egypt. Don't you remember where God brought you from? I sure enough remember where God brought me from. I'm talking about a long time ago, and not just a long time ago. I just remember just yesterday what God did for me. You know, we got to start remembering what God did for us. He brought us out. And if this is the same God that's brought us out back then, we know that God is who he say he is. People are still waiting right now for God to bring them out. Some folk that went back to Egypt. You know how the people wanted to go back to Egypt after God and delivered them. Got mad at Moses. Moses brought us out here to die. And sometimes we feel like God has brought us out here and not going to do nothing for us. You know? And he said, look. And he said, I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. That ain't the verse I'm looking for. And it's, I said, and he said, I said, verse 10, and I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell in. But ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abizrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide. Yeah, they still hiding from the devil, folks, still to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. We're talking about Gideon. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, that's how some folk are feeling now. If the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? If God, y'all keep saying the Lord is with us, the Lord is with us. Why is all of this stuff happening to us? Why is this corona going on? Why are these folk getting their rights they ain't supposed to get their rights? Why this is going on? Why that's happening? If the Lord is with us. That's what Gideon said. He talking to the angel. And where is all his miracles? He said, which our father told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of men. We feel like it, don't we, sometimes? God has left us. Where's all these miracles that we heard before? You know, Pastor and Brother Hearn, all these folks, we keep hearing about all these miracles that God did. Our fathers told us how he did this, how he stretched out the legs and how the arms came and how the withered hands stretched out. How people that was bound with demons, how the demons came running out of them. Where's all of these miracles? Gideon saying, the church is saying, we are saying, I am saying, where are these miracles, Lord? Where are they at? You know? And he said, delivered us into the hand of the Midians. And the Lord looked upon him and said, verse 14, go in this thy might, that thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? He said, listen here, Gideon, you go in the strength that you have. Y'all go in the strength that you have. Brother Al, you go in the strength that you got. Whatever strength that you got, you go. You're going to accomplish what I sent you out to do. That's what he said. Have I not sent you? If God sent you somewhere, you're going to accomplish what God sent you. If God sent you, he called you and sent you, you're going to get what needs to be done. You're going to get it accomplished because God sent you. Because you know what? It's not in your might. It's not in your strength. It's by the Spirit of the God, Spirit of the Lord. You know, God going to go with you. You ain't going by yourself. Moses said, look here, Lord. Don't send us out there. You go with us and show us your glory. If God don't go, we ain't going to see no glory. We just going in our own might, going in our own strength. We got to go and knowing that God is with us. We going in the power of his might. Huh? We going in the power of his might. And he said, what little strength that you got, I'm going to show you what I can do. I'm going to make up the heads and I'm going to fill in no gaps for you. I'm going to do this work. That's what God is saying. And he said, I'm going to send you. And he sent them a prophet. God has sent us a prophet. I ain't talking about the prophets. I'm talking about, I listen to him sometime. This guy on the radio called himself the big prophet. He called himself the big prophet. I'm talking about the big prophet, the capital P. I'm talking about Jesus. God gave us a prophet. We don't have Moses no more. We don't have Joshua to lead us to the promised land. We got Jesus though. We don't have Deborah. We don't have Barak. We don't have David to fight our battles for us no more. But we got Jesus. God sent us somebody to do all this for us. He sent us his son. He sent us Jesus. Jesus said, I'm going to do the work. Haven't you noticed how God is so humble? Where he says, and David smitten 10,000. Gideon with 300, I've given him the victory. He done this. God always says, you get the victory. You get the victory. You get the victory. You get the victory. But I done the work. God did the work. God does the, he does all of the hard stuff. He said, I'm going to fight your battles for you. I'm going to send the ambushment. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be in the mulberry trees. I'm going to part the Red Sea. I'm going to do this stuff, not you. All you got to do is go. If God said go, go. If he said go with 300, go. He said go by yourself, go. Whatever God said, go, because know that God is going with you. God has already done the work. As we told the children of Israel, when he said, go over there and possess that land. I have gone before you. God has already done the work. What we're walking into is already done. But we look at the situation and see ourselves, that they say, as grasshoppers. We see ourselves of incompetent of doing anything. We see ourselves conquered instead of being the conqueror. And we see ourselves being the tail instead of the head. We see ourselves always thinking that we're going to be needing and not being able to give. God wants you to see yourself different this year. Yes, last year was a bad year, and this year ain't starting off too good. But he told us that our latter end going to be better than our former end. It's going to be greater. This is not over yet, saints of God. And God is trying to show us that if we just depend on him, if we can just trust God. And I know I sound like a broken record, but it's somewhere that we're not trusting God. Because when we find ourselves trusting God, we see things happening. And I don't see nothing happening. Maybe y'all see. If y'all see some stuff happening, call me so I can see too. And I can shut up and do something else. You know, I mean, yes, I want to see. I know you do too. But when we start believing God, trusting God, I don't care what the opposition is. I don't care who's standing up against you. Man, I heard this testimony, this young lady here in St. Louis, go to a church that I work with, a brother that goes to his church. This woman stood up against the Supreme Court with 12 lawyers against her by herself. They was telling her before they, look, ma'am, you ain't got a chance. You have no representation. You don't have this. You don't have that. And she said she just stood there. She said when they got through, she said, I was a little bit deterred. I was just scared, but I went home and I stretched out on my floor, on my stomach, and I began to cry out to God. And God said, go back. Don't you know that girl won that case? God gave her the victory and the Lord, and God was her counselor. She did it with nobody in there by her side. So who gets the victory? She got the victory and God got all the praise. That woman showing up, praise God. She showing up, gave God the glory. Nobody representing her. You don't need nobody but God. You don't need God. Just trying to show us something, that how great he is, how great he wants to be for us. But yet we still think we got to have something else attached to us. Some other human attached to, well, let me go over here and get so-and-so. God ain't told you to go get so-and-so. He didn't tell you to go and tell nobody either. Tell me about it. I want to hear what you got to say. God wants to hear from you. We want to hear from God, but God want to hear from you. When last time you asked him something? When last time you got on your face and say, Lord, here I am? When was the last time you did it? We just sit there and we just think God is going to come down. Heaven going to come down. And glory going to fill your soul. But praise has got to go up. Worship's got to go up. You know, it's so much we can talk about that. But, you know, God has given us the prophet. He's going to lead and guide us through this here navigation that we're going through, all of this mess down this wilderness that we're in. God is going to lead us in this world. God, Jesus is going to fight our battles for us. He's going to lift up a standard for us. Because he ain't going to share his glory with nobody else. So therefore, that woman can do nothing but praise God and God by himself. She couldn't say that, well, after I got so-and-so, so-and-so, lawyer, so-and-so, that happened to me. When I got in trouble at the job, I asked my wife, I hit a guy in the jail. Whew, the Lord told me to fast. And I asked my wife, so would you fast for me 3 days? She said, yeah, I will. I went and got Scott Rosenblum. This woman didn't go get nobody. So I gave God all of the victory. I gave him all of the glory. I did. But somewhere in my story, I had to put Scott in there. If I tell this thing right, I have to say, well, I did go and get some representation when I already had the wonderful counselor. Pastor herself stood before the judge not long ago with no representation. Am I telling the truth here? Huh? When she went down there, she had no representation. And the Lord fought her battle. God gave her victory. God is trying to show us something. Don't be afraid when you fall in divers temptations. Don't be afraid when this stuff is coming. I mean, man, yeah. After this, what we going to do next? You know, before you know it, I mean, they got a face covered. They going to have your feet covered. They're going to have you wrapped up like a mummy. And you're going to be looking for somebody to call you out your grave. Lazarus, come forth. God going to have to start calling folk out of these things here. He's going to start telling them, come on out of there. You don't need that no more. God is going to bring us out of whatever we in. That's what he told me to tell you. Whatever situation, whatever, I don't know nothing about nobody, but whatever that you are in, God said he's going, you coming out of it. I don't know if it's financial, I don't know if it's spiritually, I don't know what it is, but you coming out of wherever you at. You going to come out of it if you believe God. You got to come out. Let me go and jump down here to verse 16. And he says, and the Lord said unto him, Gideon, I'll put that in there. I'm going to put my name in there. You put your name in there. And the Lord said unto him, Al, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites. But he said, I'm surely. Man, in my terminology, when I'm out there talking to somebody, man, for sure. Not for sure, for sure. Sure enough, God gonna be with you, brother. That's what I be talking. For sure, God gonna be with you. Surely, Al, I'm gonna be with you. Surely, saints of God, God is gonna be with you. He's with you. But you just got to know that he's God. Come on. Huh? He said, be still, Al. Be still, saints, and know that I'm God. You got to know that he's God. You got to know who you serving, man. You got to know that God is God. Be still and know I am God. You got to know. We got to know that we're serving the God of the Most High. We got to know that we're serving a living Savior. He ain't dead. They always talking about Jesus died. Okay, but after that, he got up. If you're going to tell the story, tell it the whole story. Tell it the right way. He got up. A lot of them don't believe that he got up. Yeah, Jesus, he went to the cross. They crying and, you know, yeah, I saved. He went to the cross and he died. But he rose again, the Bible said. He rose again. We serve a living Savior. You know, why y'all walking around here sad? He said, the angel said, you know, why you looking for the living among the dead? Huh? Didn't he tell you he was going to rise up again? Didn't he tell you he's going to send you a comforter? Didn't he tell you that? I say, I told you. He's telling us, you just got to be still and know that he's God. See, the people, the Israel, they didn't even know their God. After all that he's done, and we're sometimes the same, I am. After all what God has done for us, I forget who he is. But the devil, he didn't forget. Seems like they remember more than we do. They told Israel, look, we heard about your God. We heard how he destroyed the Egyptians. We heard how he kept y'all in the wilderness. We heard how he brought you through, not over the Red Sea. He didn't find a boat. We heard how he brought you through the Red Sea. We heard about this miraculous God that y'all serve. Yes, y'all come on through. We ain't finna bother y'all. Are y'all coming in peace? And I can just see the Israelites looking like, yeah, they ain't thinking about nothing about what God done. They just looking at who they sitting amongst. The God wanted them to walk through it like this. Peace. Peace, y'all. You know, God got my back and he's leading me the way. And the enemy knew that. But sometimes we forget who we serve. Sometimes we forget ourselves what God has done for us. You know, that's why he said you got to know your God. Now he said, they that know him will do exploits. Man, you got to know him. And when you know him, you're going to do some exploits. When you're knowing God, you realize who your God is. When you know your God, you recognize what your God can do. And when you know your God, you can understand why he do what he do. You know? He does it because he loves you. I chose you, not because you were the greatest. I chose you because you were the least. And a lot of folk think that because you're the least. And that's what Gideon said. Look, what are you talking about, Lord? Well, you come talking this stuff to me, Lord. You know, we're the weakest tribe in here. I'm from the tribe of Manasseh, man. Don't you know that? You're talking to God. God made that tribe. Huh? I'm from the tribe of Manasseh. And furthermore, I'm the youngest one in my house. Why aren't you going to ask one of my big brothers? You know, why don't you ask somebody else? That's what Moses said, Lord, why don't you ask Aaron? He can speak well. He's very intellect. God said, don't you know I made your mouth? I can use who I want to use, and I chose you, Gideon. I can use who you I want to use. I chose you, Stephanie. I chose you. He chooses who he want to use. And so when God chooses you, don't be looking at yourself, Lord, can I do this? Nope. You can't do it. But God going to do it through you. He going to do it by you. And God going to give you the victory. But he going to get all of the glory. He going to get all of the glory. When this thing is done, God going to get all of the glory. He going to get it from me. I ain't going to lift up no flesh. I ain't going to say what the government done. I ain't going to say what brother and sister so-and-so done. I'm going to say, well, look what the Lord has done. Look what he did for us. And, you know, I'm going to give your testimony. Look what he did for you. Didn't he bring you out? Didn't he do it for you? Didn't he say you was coming out? You remember? He going to bring you out. God is going to bring us out. And these exploits that we're going to do, man, we're going to be able to achieve and accomplish everything that God, like I said before, set us out to do. Ain't nothing too hard for God to do it. Ain't nothing too hard for God. All you got to do, all we got to do is get in a place with God to where we just, okay, tell your child playing sports or trying to achieve something. I remember Kobe be trying to teach him, or any of my children, trying to teach him how to ride a bike. And you behind him with that seat. First, I started off with the seat and handlebars. Then I said, oh, I know what to do. I'm going to get behind him. Hold the seat and I wiggle it. Daddy got you. I got you. And I let it go. And he looked back. You ain't got me, Daddy. Boom. I said, don't look behind you, man. Keep looking forward. God don't want you to look behind. Keep pressing toward the mark. Keep on pressing toward the mark. And then you got to reassure them. Say, man, just rest. Just take it easy. You know, loosen up. You know, don't be all tense. I said, and that's what God telling us. Just rest. Rest in me. I'm going to do this. I'm going to allow you to do it, man. I'm going to help you through it. Just relax and just paddle. God is saying, just rest. Be still and know that I am God. I'm going to be exalted among the heathen. I'm going to be exalted in this land. Watch and see don't God be exalted. Every knee going to bow. Every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Every knee. Every Buddhist. Every Arab. Every Jew. Every Gentile. Every knee is going to bow and confess that Jesus is who he say he is. He is Lord and King. He's Savior. He's the Messiah. So they that know their God is going to do exploits. Man, you're going to do it. And God always, like I said, God is always fighting for us. He's always giving you the victory. Thanks be unto God. Paul said, I thank God. Thanks be unto you, Father, which give us the victory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. God is saying, look at here. Whatever you in, you coming out of it. I'm going to read two more scriptures and I'm going to let you go. Go to Exodus 11, 1 and Exodus 12, 31 and 32. Just know that you're coming out. Not because, brother, I didn't find this. I was over here on the prayer line Wednesday before last, and I heard all y'all conversation, but I was just praying, walking to church, crying out to God, and God said, tell them they coming out. You coming out. Believe that you're coming out. Exodus 11 and 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, after this one more thing God gonna do now, after this one more thing, he will let you go hence. And when he shall let you go, he shall surely, what? Thrust. He gonna push you out altogether. He gonna tell all of y'all, be gone. Get out of here. That's what, when God get through with this devil, whatever's in your life that's hindering your life, that's got things held up, things that's got you stopped up, things that got you shut in. God finna do one more thing. And he said in Exodus 31 and 32, and he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, this is after God brought that one plague on Pharaoh, that last plague. And he said, get you forth from among my people, both you and your children of Israel, and go. Can't you hear the devil? I can hear the devil telling you to go. Get out of here. I don't have nothing to do with you no more. He said, and serve the Lord as ye have said. Also, don't just you go. Take your children, your flock, your herds, as you have said, and be gone and bless me also. I thought that was so funny. He said, look, you go get your kids coming out, your husband, your grandma, everybody, everything that's connected to you, your brothers, your sisters, you go and get them, your grandkids, even the grandkids ain't even came yet. They coming out of what they going to be at. He said, go, be gone from me and bless me also. He said, look, as long as you around with me, God going to keep on troubling me. As long as I got his people in bondage, he gonna keep on troubling me. So he said, get out of here and go and bless me too. He wanna be blessed too. I just wanna be amongst my folk. You go and be amongst your people. I wanna be amongst the devils and my angels. And you go and serve your God. Look how the devil knows how blessed we are. Man, you blessed and highly favored. You serve the God that the creator. You serve the Most High. You serve the God that not only can, he wants to do everything for us. And the devil knows that as long as he's around, he got us around, he can't be blessed. He can't get what he wants. So he got to let you go. Your situation that you're in, you coming out. Circumstances that you're in, you coming out. Spiritual things that you battle, you are coming out. You coming out. God is bringing us out. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Give him some glory if you believe it. Don't do it because I said it. If you believe it, only believe, he said, the devil got to go. He going to thrust you out. You know, some folk might be trying to hold on to the doorpost. He going to be pulling you by your pants still. Get out of here. Go get that one. You get out of here, he going to thrust you out. Get out. You can't stay. I want you to be gone. That's what he said. Be gone. That's where they get that saying from. That street. I thought there was street. That's scripture. Be gone. That's what they say to us. Be gone. Get out of here. You know, speaking the word, the devil, your friends I used to hang with, be gone. You don't even fit in. When I was a sinner, they used to tell me that. You just don't fit in this crowd. You don't even look like you no thug. Try my best to look like one of them guys. Never sagged, though, but I mean, just had everything that the dope dealers had at me. A beeper. My beeper was for my alarm on my car, but I wore like, you know, had on all this jewelry. He looked at me like, man, get out of here. You be gone. Look, y'all send him home, and then we going to do what we going to do. That's what the devil said. Send them on to the world. Send them on to that God, and then we going to do what we going to do. But as long as this boy here, as long as you here, we can't do what we want to do. God ain't going to let them do nothing. As long as they here, you can't do nothing. The devil can't do nothing until he let you go. So he held up too. You might be held up, don't want to go. He wants you to go. So both y'all here, somebody got to go. Resist that devil. Flee. Get away from him. God will make him flee. Submit yourself to God. Stand to your feet. I'm finished. God is so good. I thank. Know that you're coming out. This year, you coming out. Believe it. I'm believing that God has brought me out yesterday. Like I said, I just felt like things was just breaking and just falling off of me. Stuff just lifting up off of me. God wants to do the same for everybody. But I just kept on. You want to go and do this? I say, nah. You want to go and do that? Nope. How about this? I let them go. And I believe God is trying to bring us again into a place, a season, Brother Steve, in our life to where just some things that we just ain't going to be able to take part of no more. Because the calling that God has put up on our lives, there's some things that we just going to have to separate from. And I said, well, Lord, since I don't feel like doing those things and I'm telling everybody no, I'm just going to go and worship you. I'm going to use this time wisely. You know, I'm going to redeem the time because this day is evil. And we keep saying that God wants to use somebody. He will use somebody. Let's make ourselves available. And I'm telling you, if you do that, your needs going to be supplied while you ministering to somebody needs over here. You don't know what God is doing back there in the background. While you over here ministering to needs, helping, ministering, testifying, whatever that ministering is you find yourself doing for somebody, forget about yourself, as the song says. Forget about yourself. You know, He said, let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but with a lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. When we start caring for other folk, God got us. He got your back. He gonna supply your needs. He ain't gonna never see the righteous forsaken. He ain't gonna never see you begging for bread. If you out there begging, that's because you want to. I just thank the Lord this morning. He gonna bring people out. Out of their sick beds, out of the hospitals. He gonna bring them out of prison, spiritually and naturally. He gonna bring some people out. He gonna bring his people out, all of them coming out. Because God has spoken. This one thing, I do more. One more thing I'm going to do. And after that, he's surely going to let you go. So whatever that one thing is, God going to do it. And watch and see, don't you be free. God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? Anybody need us to touch and agree? Stand in the gap for somebody. If it ain't you that need to come out of somewhere, it might be somebody that you know. You go back and tell them, God going to bring you out. You coming out this year. It can be a friend. You know, it's the word. It's for us most of the time. But sometimes those people that don't come that you around all the time, if we just listen for a while, then you'll be able to speak that word that the preacher taught Sunday school. Preacher, or somebody stood up and testified. You'll be able to tell them that word. And that word would lift them up. It will help them greatly, deliver some of them. You know, I read a lot of texts. I don't respond to but a few. Reason why a few? Because God ain't told me to say number one. God tell me something, I send it. And then I get a response all the time. I needed that. I needed this morning. I needed the Lord to tell me, or whoever, that you coming out. We need somebody to encourage us. Because we're going to have to do it so much the more, Paul said, as we see that day approaching. Man, the coming of the Lord is nearer than we first believe. It is closer than we ever known. And he's going to come, like he said, as a thief in the night. He's going to catch a lot of folk undone. Let me pray, sister. Brother Hearn, help me pray.
Yep. They started when I was pregnant.
Amen. Well, if you ain't claim it, we ain't gonna claim it. And we just gonna touch and agree. Is that all right? Lord, tell you do something different, Brother Hearn. She says she ain't claim it.
So we ain't claiming it together.
Worried about what y'all claiming. She says she ain't claiming.
There you go.
I ain't claiming. He said, if two of you shall agree on earth is touching anything, that they shall ask the Father, ready. You know the word. Yeah. It shall be done. So a simple prayer. Father, touch her wrist, both of them.
We believe, Jesus.
We bind it up and rebuke it in the name of
Jesus. God, release it.
That her wrist,
complete.
God will be loosened and healed in the name,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. In that name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we believe it. Let her come out of this thing, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Victorious. In
yes.
Jesus'
yes,
name,
God.
Father,
thank
we
you,
ask.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If nobody else, we ain't got but a few people here. I ain't going to try to keep y'all. Yes, brother, got me. Pull it off, brother. We're going to anoint this oil, this handkerchief. We're going to send it to pastor. Anoint that move.
Don't be sparing.
Anoint that move. Boy, I'm some. Anoint that move.
Put the cross on it.
Yes. So everybody stretch your hands forth. We're going to ask God to anoint this cloth. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we do, God, as you have even told us to do, Lord. Lord, we anoint this cloth, God, and we send it to our past. We ask, Father God, that we know that it won't be the oil. We know it won't be the cloth. But God, we ask that you would get in this thing, Lord God. Lord God, as she applies this cloth, God, to whatever, God, and whomever she applied to, Lord. God, we pray, Father God, that you would bring them out in the name of Jesus. Bring forth healing, God. Oh, God, by your spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. And God, we ask and we give you thanks and we give you praise even in advance, Lord. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord God. As we do it, God, as they went, God, you said they were healed, Lord. So we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus for doing it. Hallelujah, God. Let it be so, Lord.
Thank you.
Let it be so, God. You do the work, Lord. In Jesus' name. Must dismiss. Anybody got anything? Well, God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, once again for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. We thank you, Lord, God, for bringing us out, God. We receive and accept it already, Lord, that we're coming out, God, this year, Lord. This is going to be a better year for us, God. Lord, this is going to be a new season for us, Lord. We know, God, that the spring season is up on us and summer's coming. But, God, some, God, still may be in the winter season, God. And you told us, Lord, God, not to let our flight be in the winter. So, Lord, we're asking you, Father, God. We're believing you, God, to bring us out of the places, oh, God, that we're in. And we pray, Father, God, that as we leave this place, God, leave from one another, God, we pray, God, that we never leave your presence. We ask that you continue, God, to cover us with your blood, God. Hide us, God, behind the cross, God. Until we meet again, Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask these blessings. Amen.